little more love before I go away. Pete stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. But W stands for false, Willie. Oh, but Johnny is the fairest man. Oh, Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Johnny is the fairest man. Oh, I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny is the fairest man. Beside me, love, beside me on the green. It's a long 3/4 of a year or more since together we have been. Since together we have been, my dear, since together we have been. It's a long 3/4 of a year or more since together we have been. Now I'll not sit beside you, love, now or any other time. For here you have another little girl and your heart's no longer mine. Your heart's no longer mine, my dear, your heart's no longer mine. For I hear you have another little girl and your heart's no longer mine. Pete stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for false, Willie. Oh, but Johnny's the fairest man. Oh, Johnny's the fairest man, my dear. Johnny is the fairest man. Oh, I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny's the fairest man. From the wild bird's nest, back I'll bring what I find there to the girl I love the best. To the girl I love the best, my dear, the girl I love the best. Back I'll bring what I find there to the girl I love the best. And P stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. But W stands for false, really. Oh, but Johnny's the fairest man. Oh, Johnny's the fairest man, my dear. Johnny's the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny's the fairest man. Oh, P stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. But W stands for false, really. Oh, but Johnny's the fairest man. Oh, Johnny's the fairest man, my dear. Johnny's the fairest man. Oh, I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny's the fairest man.
Paddy Kelly, and P stands for Paddy, of course. This is his most recent CD. He sort of announced its launch when he was in this summer with Ashley MacLeod. We had invited them to come in to help us promote an event taking place in Dalkeith, and they did a great job of that. And Paddy happened to mention that he had his most recent CD with him, so we played a few tunes from it, and we've been playing some ever since. It's a good CD called The Irish in Me, Paddy Kelly. So, continuing on our merry way here with all of these community announcements, Casburn United Church is doing a turkey supper fundraiser on Saturday, November 15th. Lots of things happening this coming weekend. This takes place in the church hall at 1790 Casburn Road, just down the hill from Van Cleek Hill, actually. If you drive down County Road 10 and turn north on Casburn Road, you'll eventually make your way to Casburn United Church on the left-hand side as you're going towards L'Orignal. And the cost of this turkey supper fundraiser is $15 for adults and $7 for children 10 years old and under. And babies and toddlers 3 and under are free. So this turkey supper takes place from starting at 4:30 in the afternoon and continues through till 7:30, so 3 solid hours of good turkey dinner. And as I said, it's taking place in the church hall at Casburn United Church on Saturday, November the 15th. And also happening related to Christmas, I guess. Turkey suppers are pretty Christmassy, but they can happen any time of year. But there's also a Santa Claus parade. The season of Santa Claus parades is starting, and Maxville may be one of the first ones. They're launching theirs Sunday, November the 17th. That's this coming Sunday. And the parade will depart from the manor at 5 p.m. sharp, it says, underlined with an exclamation mark. So I guess they mean it. 5 p.m. sharp on Sunday, November 17th, the parade departs from the manor and will make its way through town. And there will be hot dogs and hot chocolate served by the Maxville and District Lions Club. Children of all ages can bring their wish list to visit Santa. And this community event is sponsored by the members of the Merchants of Maxville and District Chamber of Commerce, the Maxville Recreation Committee, the Maxville Fire Department, the OPP, the Maxville Lions Club, and local volunteers. So, one of the first of the season, the Santa Claus Parade taking place in Maxville this coming Sunday, starting at 5 o'clock sharp. Don't miss it if you can, as we love to say. And I should mention that there's also the Parade of Lights happening here in Van Cleek Hill. It's an evening parade. I guess 5 o'clock is in the evening as well. It's probably going to be dark by the time that parade starts up. But in Van Cleek Hill, we do our Parade of Lights. I think, I'm just trying to remember, I think it's December the 5th. And I'll find the more details about that. Starting at VCI, I believe, and winding its way through town and up Main Street and then back down to VCI again. And that's always a really, really colorful parade right here in town. Parade of Lights, all the floats have Christmas lights on them, and usually there's a couple of flamethrowers from the hot air balloon people. They mount those, their burners that they use for the hot air balloons, they mount those on a flatbed and shoot flames about 30 or 40 feet up into the air. It's quite spectacular. They also have to be pretty careful that they're not under some hydro wires when they shoot the flames, because I suppose they could melt those. That would not be a good thing. Cause some shorts or something. But very dramatic when you see those flames leaping high up into the air off of Main Street. Anyhow, here's one more country Christmas event that I'm going to mention, then we'll go to another kind of music. Cole is poised there with his thumb on the remote control, and I'll just read this one here. It's a country Christmas party. This is a dinner, an auction, and dance, and a supper. And, I mentioned the auction, yeah. So dinner, auction, and dance on Friday, November 28th at the Van Cleek Hill Fairgrounds. Social hour from 6:30 to 7:30 or so, and then dinner starts at 7:45. You're invited to come and enjoy a turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Music will be provided by Norm Campo. Tickets will be $20 for this event, and donations of non-perishable food items would be appreciated. It's organized by the Prescott County Holstein Club and the Van Cleek Hill Agricultural Society. And the event is presented with thanks to support from Monroe AgriMart Master Feeds and the Review newspaper. Tickets will be on sale only until November the 19th. So that's like more than a week before the event. So advance tickets only, it looks like. You better scramble if you want to go to this country Christmas party taking place at the fairgrounds on Friday, November the 28th. And they give a bunch of phone numbers here for where you can get the tickets, but you can get them at the review offices or by calling Evelyn Bernicke at 678-3760 or Sean Wiley at 551-2047 or Michel Beaulieu at 674-5500 or Penny Filiatreau at 678-3999. There, I did the whole list. Those are all places where you can get tickets and for the country Christmas party. Second annual, I believe, combined Prescott County Holstein Club and the Van Cleek Hill Agricultural Society doing this event and collecting some food donations for the food bank, and a very worthwhile endeavor. So there you go. A few more items for this busy, busy time of year. Cole, have you got another cut of music for us here?
The lights of London
are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I will see you. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back to Glengarry, my home. We'll talk to the old folk, for they're getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing the old songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back to Glengarry, my home. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Finan's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my home, I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back to Glengarry. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my will lead me back to Glengarry, my home.
Home to Glengarry, Paddy Kelly, from his most recent CD called The Irish in Me. That was a nice traditional tune, nicely delivered by Paddy Kelly, a local musician, of course. So, carrying on our merry little way here with community events happening in and around Van Cleek Hill. I mentioned the Messiah earlier. That's happening on December 21st. Make sure you mark it on your calendar. And if and when you choose to attend this event, get out there and get some tickets, because it's advance tickets only, and they went fast last year. So you're gonna wanna grab these. So there's a Say Cheese campaign taking place in Saint-Albert, the home of the Saint-Albert Cheese Company, which is a co-op with many, many participating dairy farmers in the region, sending their milk in to be turned into cheese, processed into cheese at the Saint-Albert Cheese Factory. It's quite a success story. It's been around for quite a while, but they had a huge fire about 3 years ago and lost the factory, and have completely rebuilt it, modernized it, got a new store there. It's really a beautiful facility now. If you get a chance to drop in to Saint-Albert and take a look at the installation there, it's really something. Anyhow, they're doing a superstar fundraising in partnership with... this is... Superstar Fundraising, in partnership with Saint-Albert Cheese, recently launched the Say Cheese Fundraising Initiative, which aims to work with schools, sports teams, and associations on custom campaigns to sell cheese product to profit community groups. So instead of going around with chocolate almonds or magazine subscriptions, you can go around with Saint-Albert Cheese, and cheese curds, for example, are very, very popular, but all of Saint-Albert's products are very popular in this region. They sell like crazy, so I'm sure they will have a really good take-up. So there's a Say Cheese web portal, which allows partner organizations to create custom campaign pages to print purchase orders and to receive orders online via the web or through a mobile device such as a smartphone or a tablet. So they've really modernized this fundraising routine to include social media. A contest has also been developed in conjunction with the Prescott Russell Tourism Organization to win a dream holiday in the region. Consumers can find an access code to enter the draw on the first 75,000 units sold in Canada as part of a Say Cheese campaign. So I guess there's a whole line of product coming out of the Saint-Albert Cheese Factory that's going to have codes printed on it, and the first 75,000 units will have an access code that will give you a chance to enter a draw to win a dream holiday in the region. So I guess organizations, communities, groups, and service organizations are all invited to log on to the website www.saycheese.ca and see if they can work this into their fundraising plans for the year, because it's, I think, a really great opportunity. Sounds like they've got a really extensive infrastructure set up online with, purchase orders, and there's a web portal that where each organization can create a custom page, about their organization. So really well organized. I think this is a great opportunity. And you're supporting a local business, and you're offering a really good product at the same time. So a triple win as far as I'm concerned. That's really interesting. Say Cheese campaign featuring Saint-Albert Cheese. And this is just a quick reminder that Clarence Rockland is holding its expo. It's a kind of trade show featuring all of their local businesses and services and crafters as well, I think. November 15th and 16th, this coming weekend at the Jean-Marc Lalonde Arena in Clarence, Rockland, or right in Rockland, actually. So 2 days of Christmas shopping featuring more than 70 exhibitors from across the region. Admission is free. You can let your kids have fun in the supervised play area while you shop for presents and chat with the firefighters from the Clarence Rockland Fire Department, who will be at the event selling their calendars. As I mentioned, the event starts on Saturday, November 15th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and continues right through until 6 in the evening. And then Sunday, same deal, starts at 10 but only goes until 5 on Sunday. So early finish for all of those 70-odd exhibitors at the event. There'll be rebates and promotions and draws held all day long. And if you enter the event's official contest, you could win $2,500 to spend at this year's expo. Whew, that's a fair chunk of cash to spend. $2,500 is a grand prize for the big draw. So for more information, you can visit their website, www.expoclarencerockland.com. That's all one word, expo, E-X-P-O, Clarence Rockland, all one word, all lowercase, .com. So a happening event there down the Highway 17 to Rockland. Let me just mention really quickly, Blueberry Hill and Windsor Tavern, both watering holes in town, feature live music on a weekly basis. Usually the Blueberry Hill does it Wednesday evening. So tonight, November the 12th, you can take in Robert Ateyo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly, but anyway, he's with Eric on pedal and steel guitar. And that's this evening, as I mentioned. The pub opens at 4, but the music doesn't usually start up until about 8 or 9 or so. And then next Wednesday, the 19th, Eddie Blake Eaton on upright bass, featuring Bobby Dave. So those are two talents that will be at Blueberry Hill this week and next. And then at the Windsor Tavern, Thursday, November 13th, that's tomorrow, Brent Nado will be performing at the Windsor Tavern. And then Friday, November the 14th, and Saturday, November 15th, you will find Haas, the band Haas, performing. And then Saturday, November 22nd, a week from the 15th, it'll be Rod Stewart, cover band, not the Rod Stewart. And that's going to be $10 per ticket for that event, to take in the Rod Stewart cover band on November 22nd. So lots happening in and around Bagley Hill, as I mentioned. Those are two watering holes and the community events or performers doing their thing at the Windsor Tavern. Oh, Eddie Earwig just walked into the building. Okay. Hello, Eddie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So we're just going through community events here. I think we're going to go to a cut of music and then do one final little run through the coming events before we hand over the microphone to Eddie and Rod Gilbank at 8 o'clock with Van Cleek Cooley. So let me see. I think I got something here. Cut of Terry Gillespie from his CD, Blue Soul. And this is cut number one, The Devil Likes to Win. Let me see here.
Thank you.
The people tell me you don't have to fight that hard. All the people told me, Lord, you don't have to fight. Look at the shape you in. You know the devil like to win. Yes, sir.
Terry Gillespie and The Devil Loves to Win. That was from his CD, Blue Soul. I always like to mention this because it's one of my favorite cars. He's got a Jaguar XK on the front here. And this is a car that, you know, used to be parked just next door here when Terry and his wife were running Tekka, the little print shop on Main Street. But I'm sure he must have that car driving around still. Because Jaguars go forever. They're really well built. Really good looking car. Anyway, that's on the front cover of Terry Gillespie's Blue Soul. The Devil Likes to Win. So, carrying on. Where did my out and about page go? Here it is here, I think. No, that's not it. I think Louise made reference to this earlier when she popped in just before she took off to go down to Champlain Council meeting. She thought she was going there to cover the council meeting, but actually they surprised her with, I think she knew that they were going to re-present her with the medal that she'd already been given by the Governor General in, not the Governor General, Lieutenant Governor at Queen's Park last week. But what she didn't expect is that all of her staff from the review here were there, and many, many other friends and well-wishers from the community showed up at the council chambers for that re-presentation. So that would have been a surprise to Louise. I can't wait to talk to her. They're all gathering at Blueberry Hill afterwards, so I'm going to go over there and have a little drink to celebrate as well when Eddie Earwig and Rod Gilbank take over the airwaves at 8 o'clock, which is coming up in about 22 minutes or so, 24 minutes. Anyway, Louise made reference to this. There's a tasting event at this Saturday's Farmers Market down at VCI. You're invited, the public is invited to come down to the market and get inspired by some free samples of food prepared with market ingredients, as well as offering specials and recipes. The event will be held at Vanclykill Collegiate Institute Cafetorium. That's where the Farmers Market assembles every Saturday right through from the fall. They come in off the parking lot, usually around Thanksgiving, I think, and they carry on indoors right through the winter until the weather gets nice enough that they can go back out into the parking lot again at VCI. So it's a pretty good location for them year-round. But this Saturday, as I mentioned, it's going to be a special tasting event where you get to sample foods prepared with market ingredients. So I'm definitely going to be there. I love to go to the market anyway every week. I try to go to both if I can, Penny's and Vanclykill Farmers Market. But truth be told, what usually happens is I get to VCI, I get to the Farmers Market here in Vanclykill, and sit down at the table and have a cup of coffee and start chatting with people. And it's before I know it, it's 1 o'clock or noon, and there's not enough time to go over to Penny's. So I usually end up going to Penny's on Tuesdays, and we go there for the supper. They serve a really good farmer's market supper from about 5 until 7 at Penny's Market. So that's how I do it. I rotate between the two. Saturdays and Tuesdays. So you can hear me going through the paper here and just checking to see, make sure that I didn't miss any good events. Oh, yeah, I also mentioned earlier, but I'll give you the exact details. Vanclykill Christmas Parade of Lights. This year, the theme is Christmas is for Kids. It's taking place, as I mentioned, Friday, December the 5th, starting at 7 p.m. sharp. And taking off from the VCI, Vanclykill High School, down on Highway 34. And this event is presented by the Van Cleek Hill Business and Merchant Association. And there's a call for help. The people organizing the parade, and that's an excellent event. Phil Arbor and Excellent Events are putting out a call for floats for the annual Christmas Parade of Lights. And there's an admonishment here in the ad: communitize, it's Christmas. That's a new use of the word community. Communitize, it's Christmas. This year's event is sponsored by the Van Cleek Hill and District Lions Club. And as I mentioned, produced and directed by Phil Arbor of Excellent Events. So if you would like to reserve a spot for your company or organization's float, call Phil Arbor at 613-678-5086. That's 613-678-5086. And tell Phil that you want to be in the parade, and get organized and show up there at VCI on December the 5th. I mean, the parade itself starts at 7 p.m. sharp, so you want to make sure you're there at least by 6 o'clock to get your spot in the parade and make sure all your lights are working and everything is a go. So that's the Van Cleek Hills edition of the Santa Claus Parade, the Christmas Parade of Lights. One more time, happening Friday, December the 5th, starting at 7 p.m. sharp. So, quite extensive list of events happening in and around Van Cleek Hill. And I'm going to ask Cole if he can come up with another cut of music for me while I just go through my papers one last time to make sure I didn't miss anything important. And so we'll go to a cut of music here that Cole has chosen for us. And cut number three. Boy, they print these things so hard to read. Atmosphere, I guess. That's Dana Frozzle and Islands with Beautiful Names.
Thank you. there's two different kinds. There's a beauty that's deep, and it doesn't come cheap. You can't see it in a mirror. Take it off before you go to sleep. And it don't always sparkle, and it don't always shine. If you don't look over the fool's gold, you won't know what you find.
Dana Frozzle and Someone, a CD entitled Islands with Beautiful Names. And this was cut three, Atmospheres. Atmosphere, singular. Or is that cut four? Do we play? Which one did we do, Cole?
Three.
So that was I Am Finding, actually, not Atmosphere. I Am Finding, cut three. Yeah, you're right. 5 minutes and 58 seconds long, I think. Okay, Dana Frozzle, long time resident of this area. Just wanted to mention that page B2 of this week's review has a feature, ag feature, about local young man called Kenny McRae, who won the Grand Champion Showman title at the Royal Winter Fair in Toronto just recently. We've been following Kenny. He's been winning almost every 4-H contest that he's entered. So I'll just read you some highlights from this article by Tara Kirkpatrick on B2 of the second section of this week's review. It's been a big year for Kenny McRae of Anklage Hill, who's been raking in win after win on the 4-H Holstein circuit. November the 10th, McRae was named Grand Champion Showperson at the 2014 Canadian 4-H Dairy Classic, which was held at the Toronto Royal Winter Fair. During the competition, McRae was also named Senior Champion Showman, and he came in sixth place out of 95 competitors in the Senior Calf Confirmation Class, leading Bonnie Bray Amazed Gwen. Amazed. That's the name of the calf that he was leading, I guess. Bonnie Bray Amazed Gwen, or short nickname is Amazed. McRae is currently enrolled in his fourth year of studies at the University of Guelph, where he's completing a Bachelor of Science degree in agriculture, of course, with a major in animal science. He's an active member of the Anklage Hill 4-H Club. He's competed in various agricultural fairs over the past few years, gaining local celebrity while showing and winning with calves provided by Bruce, Susan, and Kelsey Mode. And, of course, the Modes are just down the highway here at the corner of County Road 10 and the road to Dalkeith. You can see a nice statue of a cow right in front of their farm there as you drive by. Earlier this summer, McCrae was named Grand Champion Show Person at both the Ormstown and Lachute Agricultural Fairs. And while competing at the Lachute Fair, McCrae was also awarded the title for 4-H Grand Champion Calf. So he's just been collecting these trophies and awards left, right, and center. He's having a good year, as Tara says in the lead of her article. While competing as part of Team Canada at the European Young Breeder School in Europe this fall, McCrae placed 3rd overall and 1st in his age category. So congratulations go out to Kenny McCrae. He's having a good year, and I'm sure this must be really rewarding for him since he's studying in the field at Guelph, at the University of Guelph. So having a good time. I haven't met Kenny, but I know his parents quite well. Of course, Jim McCrae, local farmer, sings in our choir, so has a great tenor voice. And also his wife works at the Scotiabank across the street here, or has her office at the Scotiabank. She's a financial advisor planner, I think. So congratulations go to the McCrae family, especially to Kenny, for all those wins. I also wanted to mention, or just give the rundown here. We have a few minutes before I hand over the microphone to Eddie Earwig and company for this week's edition of Ankley Cooley. I just wanted to do a rundown. We do this. This is on page A10 of this week's review, and it's in every week. It's in the review. I'm not sure if it's always on A10, but it's in the first section of the review, and it's a feature called "What's On This Week." And this was the result of Louise going out and talking to young mothers in the community. I think she went to a Moms and Tots gathering at the Anglican Church Hall here one Wednesday afternoon, and just said to them, you know, what would make the paper a little bit more user-friendly for you? And they said, if you could have all of the events in one spot in the paper instead of us having to comb through the paper, that would be really handy. So she took them up on the suggestion, and ever since, she's made sure that we have this feature in the paper. It's about half a page. No ads, just a listing of all what's on this week in Champlain Township and Hawkesbury. So it's not everything everywhere, of course. Anything happening in the nation or East Hawkesbury is not going to be included here, because it would be like, you know, it would just be too many events. But at least things that are close to home, either in Hawkesbury or Champlain Township, they will show up on this page. And if they don't and you know about it, let us know and we'll put it there. So, but just going really quickly, on Mondays, for example, and I love this. This is a Yoga with Hannah for beginners and intermediate yogis. Takes place at the Golden Age Club on Bond Street here in Van Cleek Hill, and that's one of my favorite hangouts on a Monday morning. I love to go and do yoga with Hannah from 9 till about 10:30 or so. Really, really nice way to start the week. And then later the same day, Hannah continues with Heartwise exercises over at the community center. 3:00 in the afternoon, you can do Heartwise exercise with Hannah. And she was quite excited about this. She just recently got certified to do Heartwise, and is making a big difference for people who are having you know, heart problems, or are worried about having heart problems, or are recuperating from an incident involving their heart. And then again on Monday evening, there's badminton at VCI from 6:30 to 9:30 every Monday at the high school in Van Cleek Hill. Continuing quickly, Tuesdays, Louise Stevenson does her Zumba Gold. That's low-impact Zumba for seniors and people that are recuperating from some kind of injury. Takes place at the community center, 36 Mill Street in Van Cleek Hill. For more information, you can contact Louise Stevenson at, this is her Gmail account, louise.c.stephenson, with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N, at gmail.com. And then, again on Tuesdays, story time at Champlain Library from 10 till 11 in the morning. Every Tuesday, there's a bilingual, two stories, one in English, one in French, and then there's crafts and snacks. And this is for children 5 years old and under, with their parents or caregivers. So you can't just drop your kid off there at the library. You have to be there with them. But it's a great opportunity to take in a story in English or in French, have a snack, and have a good time at the library, and start training your child to appreciate the resources that are available at the library. And then again on Tuesdays, you can take in a session of light Ashtanga yoga with Lise Beliveau. And this is Ashtanga yoga for all levels from 8:30 till 10 a.m. in the morning at the Golden Age Club on Bond Street, same location that Hannah uses on Mondays. Lise takes over on Tuesdays from 8:30 till 10. And you can contact Lise at lisebeliveau.yoga@gmail.com. And continuing on, seniors group exercise classes at 9:30 in the morning on Tuesdays at the Hawkesbury United Church, 260 McGill Street in Hawkesbury. And for more information about these seniors group exercise classes, you can call 632-0418. That's 632-0418 for more information about seniors group exercise classes taking place at Hawkesbury United Church at 9:30 every Tuesday morning. Or you can take in a Pilates class with Karen using the Joseph Method, starting at noon on Tuesdays through to 1 o'clock at the community center right here in Van Cleek Hill. And it looks like, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 472 Hawkesbury. Oh, they hold a cribbage event every Tuesday at 1:15, so quarter after 1 on Tuesdays. If you like cribbage, show up at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 472 in Hawkesbury. And continuing on, Tuesday has a lot of events. Boy, I'm just halfway through it here. Again, Tuesday evening, yoga with Hannah. This is beginner and intermediate. I went to this class actually last night because I missed the Monday morning class this week. So I went to the Tuesday night class. It was a really good workout. 7 p.m. at the Golden Age Club at 122 Bond Street with Hannah. And again, regular Zumba, not Zumba Gold, but regular Zumba with Louise Stevenson, Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 at the Van Cleek Hill Community Center. Or if you like bridge, get yourself a partner and show up at 421A Cartier Boulevard in Hawkesbury at 7 p.m. And you can participate in a little bridge tournament there. Club 50 Bridge, 7 p.m., 421A Cartier Boulevard, Hawkesbury. Let me do one more day and then I'm going to get the call to play. It's a little musical break here because I'm starting to lose my wind here. So Wednesdays, again, yoga with Hannah. This is beginner and intermediate, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Van Cleek Hill Community Center. And Hannah was just telling me she has a good crowd show up for these Wednesday morning events. I mean, over 30 people come out for the Wednesday morning yoga at the community center. Quite a class. And then again on Wednesdays, Moms and Tots at the St. John's Anglican Church Hall. That's on Church Street in Van Cleek Hill. This is from 9:30 in the morning until 11:30. Moms and Tots at the Anglican Church Hall. And then again, Hannah has Heartwise exercise at the community center on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Crazy Legs Dance offers dance classes for beginners at 6:30 and then intermediate at 7:30. Charge for this is $8 at the Van Cleek Hill Community Center. And then another badminton session on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 9:30 at VCI. And again, another session of yoga with Hannah, beginner classes, 7 p.m. at the Golden Age Club on Bond Street, Wednesday evenings. And this is a more gentler version of Hannah's yoga for people who are just starting out in yoga. That's where I started doing yoga, at the Wednesday evening classes, because they were very gradual and not too intense. 7 p.m., Golden Age Club, 122 Bond Street, yoga with Hannah. And finally, on Wednesdays, the Royal Canadian Legion holds dart sessions. You can throw darts at the Royal Canadian Legion, 152 Nelson Street East in Hawkesbury, starting at 7 p.m. So that's what's happening Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays here in and around Van Cleek Hill in Hawkesbury area. And as I said, these are all event listings. What's on this week in the Van Cleek Hill Review? This is the November 12th edition that I've been reading from. And Cole, give me a break. What have we got here? A piece of music from Islands with Beautiful Names. Take it away, Cole. We'll be right back.
just take it, take it. You just might have to say that we lost it on the way. We lost it on the way to where I'd rather not say. Just take a day and we won't get in the way. And don't be afraid if we never get a day. We're just here to play. We'll try not to stay too long. We're just here to sing the words to this song. Well, we're searching through this atmosphere, trying to sort out what's fuzzy and clear. And while we're trying to do all that, we just might find out where it's at. And who are you to know who you are? You're just another someone plugged into a guitar. And you write it all down and you jump in your car. You try to understand just what you said as you try to keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, we've gone over a little bit overtime here, so Eddie and Todd are chomping at the bit. But just before I go, I just wanted to mention that the reviews Wintergreen or Hiver publication is out, and it's just chock-a-block full of all sorts of events happening in the region. Just full of stuff. A lot of the events that I've already mentioned, the Alexandria Festival of Lights, for example, a really beautiful permanent display. It's not a parade. It's a permanent display right through until Christmas of, you know, many retail outlets and sort of permanent floats decorated with lights. It's quite nice. Snowmobile Trails, the 9th edition of, I already mentioned that, the Festival of Lights. Cakes on Saint-Philippe. 1,850 biscuits that they produce for Google. I mean, all sorts of interesting stuff. So drop by the review and pick one up. They're free. And it's a good guide for what's happening to enjoy winter and snow and all the good things. So that's the end for me. This is Jean Sarrazin. I've been bringing you community events and local musicians for the last couple of hours. And I'm handing over the reins of power to Eddie Earwig and Rod Gilbank and company. So take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks,
have a
Sean.
Good show. My pleasure. Have a good show, guys.